Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you love puzzle games, but get bored from crushing candy, it's time to try the ridiculously fun puzzle game, Best Fiends. Honestly, nothing like it. And once you play Best Fiends, you're going to love Best Fiends. It has cute characters that you collect, fun puzzles, daily and weekly events. And best of all, Best Fiends updates every month with new levels and features. I find myself playing the game all the time. It's the perfect game to play during downtime or really any time. Best Fiends is that good. Don't believe me? Check out the reviews. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play Best Fiends, you will know why people cannot stop playing it. You will know why people keep tweeting me. It's basically gotten so many listeners obsessed with the game, and they love me for it too. What are you waiting for? Give it a try. Even let me know what you think. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends. I bet you love it too. I bet you end up tweeting me. I'm just making a bet here. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey. Here we are. Trying to get a drink of water before I went on the air. Crazy night last night.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars. Ended it with a floss.
My partner wanted to kill me last night.
Still got pretty good scores, I gotta be honest with you. So I think they thought I did the dance okay. And then at the end, I flossed. And I don't know if you guys saw it last night, but I'm on Dancing with the Stars. So Amy's in New York because Amy did a... like a talk, right? Amy, we haven't really talked about this yet. We haven't talked about anything. Dancing with the Stars or your talk or anything.
Well, yeah, it was a panel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. I think this might be the first panel I've ever been invited to speak on.
Well, are you going to be like me and never be invited back?
No. I don't know if I'm going to get invited back, but I definitely didn't leave like feeling bad about it. I mean, I felt like I started off good and ended strong.
Yeah.
So that is my takeaway. Like, I was really proud with how I ended. I kind of started off a little rocky, had to warm up, and then, woke up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let's get going with today's show. Okay. By the way, Amy, did you watch my Dancing with the Stars performance?
I did, and I saw the floss, and I loved it. I got to know more about it, though. Like, I got to know if Sharna knew it was coming.
No, she had no idea. She had no idea.
Okay.
And she wanted to tell me. We did a press line afterward and she was so ticked. She didn't want to talk to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good now, I think. We got to be. We have a dance tonight to do.
Okay.
Eddie's with me in the studio here. He's like,
dude, what a night. Like crazy.
Do you want to save it and come back and talk about
it?
You were in the crowd.
I have a lot to talk about.
What? Okay, let's just talk about one thing. Because Eddie's with me in the studio. He went to Dancing with the Stars last night. Just give me something you want to mention.
Well, I mean, we can talk about the floss.
Go ahead.
I mean, you did say if you nailed the dance, you're going to floss. And we were like, oh my goodness, do it. Please do it. And then you did it.
Did you feel like I was doing pretty good in the dance?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Like, dude, you nailed your dance. The thing to me was that there was really nothing crazy about your dance.
It was a high... Everybody was killing their dances, and they were fast-paced.
Throwing people in the air.
And I was, like, the slowest foxtrot, and, like, what am I supposed to do?
Exactly. That's my point with it.
Yeah.
Well, like, the dance routine, there was nothing to it, and whatever it was, you nailed it.
I did pretty good. I had a couple missteps, but...
Well, that we would notice.
I know. Well, okay. We'll come back to it. We have a lot to talk about. I'm curious about all the Lunchbox, how are you, bud?
I'm great.
I did get a compliment from Lunchbox on Twitter last night.
Oh.
Which he thought the flossing was right up his alley.
I mean, listen. I said, how do I say this? It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It was hilarious. Like, when you did it, I laughed out loud on my couch with the wife. I thought it was absolutely funny and... I thought it was spot on. I thought it was a perfect opportunity to do it, and you nailed it. It was really funny.
I don't know how people feel about it. You know, all the news people wanted to talk to me, and there were people that danced way better that I felt bad for. Now I'm that guy, but I'm that guy. You know, I'm going to do whatever I can do to win, and I appreciate everybody voting for me. I may get kicked off this week. How do we feel about that? Am I getting kicked off?
No.
No.
Oh, no chance. I got a list of people that were...
Okay.
Not good.
All right.
We all voted like our max capacity.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Well, you know what they call me, right, Eddie?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
That's right. On this day in country music, here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Elvis Presley made his one and only appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. He sang Blue Moon of Kentucky. Now, here's a clip of Elvis being introduced and then the story behind it. Here you go.
We'd like to introduce Elvis Presley.
So cool.
Okay, so here's where it gets crazy, though. The audience reacted politely, but the Opry manager said, hey, go back to driving a truck in Memphis. Like, you're not good enough. Told Elvis that. And in the TED Talk that I did, I've referenced that. Because here is Elvis, who we consider the greatest solo artist of all time, who, by the way, is in the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he was told, ooh, you're not good enough. And so that's pretty remarkable. That's so cool to hear that, them introducing Elvis Presley at the Grand Ole Opry. Well, that's this day in country music. 1954, 64 years ago, Elvis Presley made his one and only appearance at the Grand Ole Opry and was told, ah, you're not good enough. Better luck next time, friend. All right, there you go.
Bobby Bone, come on.
We're talking to a lot of people that are up early right now. If you're listening live, like, we feel your pain. It is not fun to wake up early. It is not fun to have a job where you go to work early and... if you wake up early a lot, you're often sleep deprived. I know that I am. And now, Amy, you're a mom. You probably are a little more, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Sleep deprived drivers are up to 15 times more likely to be involved in a crash. They say that sleep deprivation is worse than text messaging, is worse than drunk driving now. Like, if
wow.
You, I know. Because at least, not at least, you almost don't want to say at least with drunk driving, but with drunk driving, you're still kind of focused on the road. With texting, yeah. You're not. You're looking at your stupid phone. And everybody's doing it, so it's also a numbers game of, you know, most people aren't drinking and driving. A lot of people are texting and driving because everybody has a phone. And they say even more dangerous than that is sleep deprivation. When I used to do maintenance on a golf course, I had to be there at 5 a.m., so when the sun was creeping up, I had to start raking sand traps and mowing greens, and I fell asleep driving to work once, and I woke up in someone's yard, and... I just remember going, oh my God, how did I not crash into their house? I mean, I woke up sitting in their front yard, stopped. And I wasn't in park, I was still in drive. But I was sitting there, and I was like, oh my God. And I drove right out and drove right to work. But it was crazy because I remember taking my head and sticking it out the window, like trying to do those things to keep myself awake. You ever do those things, Amy?
Oh, yeah. No. In fact, driving home from Dancing with the Stars last week, I fell asleep while my friend was driving. Our friend Mary, she was driving. And I woke up to the car freezing cold. And I was like, what is happening? She goes, sorry, I had to turn the airway down. I was about to fall asleep myself. Yeah. And I was like, oh, dang.
So, yeah, sleep deprivation causes a bunch of accidents. You ever fall asleep while driving, Lunchbox?
No, but I do slap myself. If I'm getting tired, I'll slap myself across the face to wake myself up.
Oh, wow.
Seems a little extreme, but whatever works. Whatever works. All right, coming up, Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, it's been a while since you've won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lunchbox is up 6-4 in the chase to 10.
Shoot.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
American Idol winner Matty Poppy joined Luke Bryan on his farm tour stop in Iowa. They covered Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow's song Picture. Here's a clip.
Yeah, look at that. I like Matty Poppy. You know, I was on American Idol last season as a mentor, and I got to know her pretty well. The thing about Matty Poppy is she just is a musician. She just, that's it. Like, there's no gimmick to her. She's just a musician. She loves to sing. She loves to play music. And I hope that she really does some cool things because she's like an artist. All right, what else? Morgan, number two.
Congrats to Charlie Worsham. He got married this weekend in Nashville to Kristen. He said the best part was seeing her walk down the aisle.
I love that, dude. Really, yeah. One of my friends. Like, I love Charlie Worsham, one of my friends, and congratulations to that guy. Anything else, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, Mara Morris and Ryan Hurd celebrated their half-year wedding anniversary with a tropical vacation in California.
Yeah, I see their Insta story pictures, and I'm like, hashtag jealous. Okay, is that it, Morgan, number two?
That's it. I'm Morgan, number two. That's the skinny.
Oh, the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maryland. When are people going to learn selfies are not worth putting your life in danger? There's been a lot of rain up in Maryland. Well, this guy goes to visit the Potomac River, and it's flooding. And he's like, oh, I got to get close and get a picture. So he gets close to the edge gets swept away by the floodwaters. And luckily, there are some passerbyers that were able to rescue him. He suffered some serious injuries, but will make a recovery.
I will tell you that when I hear these stories of people getting close to animals or close to rushing waters or caves, and I go, man, guys got to be careful with those selfies. I also would probably do it too. Like, really? It's hard to be so judgmental whenever, if you can get that perfect selfie. Like, for Amy, come on. A little bit, like, you want to get, there's a line, but a little bit you want to get that perfect selfie, right?
I mean, a little it's bit. Nice to have the I post know. For Instagram, but...
I know. All right, but he's okay, right, Lunchbox?
Yeah, he's okay.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a new organization making sure kids get a good night's sleep. It's called Sleep in a Heavenly Place, and they're providing beds for 3 to 15-year-olds, and it comes with sheets and everything. They build the beds from wood, and they deliver them to the house, so these kids that don't have beds have somewhere to sleep at night.
That's cool. Yeah, good for that. That's good. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, let's play Amy versus Lunchbox. I'll ask Amy three questions that normally dudes know. I'll ask Lunchbox three questions that normally women know. And let's go. Amy, you ready?
Ready.
What state is the Pro Football Hall of Fame in?
Oh my gosh. Why do I feel like it's like, what state? Michigan?
Oh, you're close.
Oh.
Lunchbox, you can steal it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's in Canton, Ohio. Ohio is the state.
There you go. Ohio is right. All right. Amy, what's the name of Clemson's mascot? Clemson.
Tigers.
The Tigers.
Yeah, they have the paw. Clemson, they have the paw.
That's correct.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Good one.
Okay.
Amy, what auto company makes the Corvette?
Oh, what?
What auto company makes the Corvette?
Seriously? Mm-hmm. Auto company. Chevrolet? I don't know. Is that dumb?
That's correct.
Yes!
Yeah, Amy. Okay.
Would have also accepted Chevy.
Ooh.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
Today is Kelly Ripa's birthday. What soap opera gave Kelly Ripa her start?
Oh, the same one as Mark Consuelos.
I don't know if that's accurate, by the way.
Yeah, that's her husband.
I know, but I don't know if that statement's accurate before people start messaging me. Go ahead.
Ooh, because I think they met on that show. And it's Young and the Restless.
That's incorrect.
What?
Amy.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Today is Kelly Ripa's birthday. What soap opera gave Kelly Ripa her start?
Oh, shoot. I was a huge Young and the Restless fan, so I know she wasn't on there. But that's the only soap I watched, so I'm going to go with Days of Our Lives.
Incorrect.
Bold and the Beautiful.
No. Now that you've exhausted all of them, it is All My Children.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I never got that one.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Kalia is a brand of workout clothes by what celebrity?
Carrie Underwood.
Correct.
Yep.
Probably. I mean.
Going to the last question. Whoa, Lunchbox, ready.
Can you warn her?
What actress starred in the movies Julie and Julia, Mamma Mia, and The Devil Wears Prada?
Ooh, that's a good one. What was the first one?
Julie and Julia, Mamma Mia, The Devil Wears Prada.
Well, I mean, the only name...
For the win!
The only name that comes to my head, Anne Hathaway!
Mm-hmm. Incorrect!
Oh. What? She's in The Devil Wears Prada!
Amy, come on.
I love all of those movies, and it is Meryl Streep.
Correct!
Wow!
And we have a winner. Amy, next job. There we go.
Yes.
Play the song for her. There she is.
It is now 6-5 Lunchbox, by the way. Amy gathers a point in the good direction. There you go. How do you feel, Amy? Big win.
Feels pretty good, since I was behind. Definitely needed that under my belt. So can't get too confident, though. I still have to dig myself out of the hole.
That's how I feel about Dancing with the Stars, too. I got a hole to dig myself out of tonight after last night's flossing thing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I got to tell you, Amy, last night after I finished Dancing with the Stars, because it was emotional day for me yesterday on both ends, because it was the 1-year anniversary of the Vegas shooting, which was crazy for me. Crazier for people that were injured, crazier for people that died. Like, I think about how much that I was kind of re-hurting yesterday, and that was nothing compared to people that had it so much worse. But it's not healthy to do that. It's never healthy to compare your pain. But I was at home, kind of had a rough morning. And then I was still practicing because I had a dance last night. And at the end of my dance, I do this floss move during this slow dance. And I had to do it again. I don't know that I would. It's funny. I'll talk about that later. But it went from me kind of being bummed out to me kind of being on an exciting high because I got people to laugh. And I go to the press line and people want to talk to me about Vegas, the 1-year anniversary, which is great because I'm happy to talk about it and how great the first responders were and how great Vegas was coming together. And I started crying in the press line.
Oh wow!
I know. So it was just a weirdly emotional, all of it. Like to go from kind of reliving, rethinking, refilling sorrow and feeling bad for people that were involved, and then to doing a dumb dancing TV show. And I say that in the best way. I mean, you don't put me on it if it's a professional dance show, and then. Some reporters said, hey, will you talk about the 1 year? And I said, absolutely. And I started crying in the press line. So I was a little bit embarrassed that I couldn't hold it together, you know?
I don't think that you need to be embarrassed at all. I mean, it's an emotional day. It's at the heart of what you do. You were a part of that festival. Like, it touches super close to home. Like, there's no reason to be embarrassed.
And I know that. Like, my head knows that. But still, I was like, am I not a professional? Can I not do an interview without crying? But yeah, if you see me crying in a Dancing with the Stars interview, that's what it was about yesterday. It was just an oddly emotional day all the way around. Like, even doing the show yesterday and playing some of those clips back. Oof. And watching those interviews a year later, because I watched them online again, because they were getting reposted. Just feel for everybody that was involved and lost people and know people. And that's all. I won't talk about it anymore. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Amy's daughter's 11, wants Instagram. We're going to talk about that. There's also a Netflix show where maybe they're going to let you choose your own ending, which seems like a crazy concept. So we'll talk about that. So all that's coming up in just a second here on The Bobby Bone Show.
The Bobby Bone Show.
All right, Amy, so what's happening with your daughter?
Well, she's at school, and a lot of her classmates have Instagram. So they talk about things they're posting and whatnot, and she doesn't have Instagram, so she comes home a lot wanting me to give her Instagram, and I just don't think she's ready for that.
And she's 11.
Yeah, she's 11. And I don't know how many parents out there, like, at what age do you decide that it's okay to have Instagram? And I know this is a hot topic. I know we've touched on it before because it's going to be a thing for the next few years until I figure this out. Like, I just don't know what to do.
It's got to be weird that kids in her class have it and she doesn't, because they have something she doesn't have.
Yeah, like, she does not understand why she wouldn't be able to have it. Like, it's just not in her brain. She's just like, well, so-and-so has it and so-and-so has it. And I'm like, oh, well, that's really cool of their parents. But, like, you just don't need Instagram right now. And there's even kids from the orphanage she was at that are in America now, and they have Instagram, and somehow she's gone on their pages, I think through these pages of these friends at school. So she's like, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da from the orphanage has Instagram. And I'm like, oh, great. I mean,
what do you tell her? What's the reason she can't have one?
I just say she's not old enough to, well, for one, she just doesn't need an account yet. She's not old enough to manage it. I would have to micromanage it. I don't really have time for that. She doesn't need to be uploading pictures and worrying about likes and all the things that come along with social media and the pressure and the I don't know. That's just, I just kind of say you're not ready for that. It's okay. You have other things in life you need to focus on right now, not Instagram.
So what age do you feel like Instagram will be appropriate for her?
12.
Oh, another year. That's it.
I don't know. That's my question. I don't know. Is it 13? Because it's like you're officially a teenager. You've made it. Because I don't want to be the parent that's not, you know, that's being too ridiculous about it. Because I feel like there is an extreme. There's like, my kid isn't going to have social media until they're 18.
And then that's Eddie. That's our video producer, Eddie, right. Who said that. Yes.
That's right.
So that's Eddie. And then, but I also don't want to be too relaxed about it because I know with social media comes a lot of things. Like, who is she corresponding with? What all do I monitor? And yeah, is she going to get fixated on what she looks like and selfies and her face and, you know, and then, yeah, a big thing with kids these days is how many likes they get and what kind of comments are under their feed. Because I know that that can be a lot of pressure.
Well, can I give you some parental advice?
Yes, I love Bobby's parental advice.
And listen, I'm a great advisor because I have no kids.
Right.
So it's very easy for me to pass judgment from over here with nothing going on.
Well, tell me what you think.
I just don't think there's a right answer. Meaning you're not going to make a wrong decision. So if you were to say in some limited capacity, hey, you're going to have an Instagram account or you're not going to have one at all, there should be no guilt felt with that because there isn't a right answer. It's all dictated on how you feel about where she is and how mature she is in regards to her being on social media and her friends and knowing there's pressure from her friends, just like you had pressures when you were 12, 13 years old. Different.
Yeah, different. But
still pressures.
Same. Right.
And you have to gauge them against what she's dealing with versus what can she responsibly handle. My only advice is to not beat yourself up too much because there is not a right answer. And you're going to get it wrong.
Oh, man. If you ever become governor of Arkansas and then president of the United States or whatever, can we just make some law where... Because parents really are. We're not doing each other any favors by some parents doing it at 9 years old and others doing it at 16. Mm-hmm. Like, let there be a law where it's like...
That's right. I will pass a law.
Parents unite.
17 to get on social media.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. We'll put this on Facebook and ask the question, and we'll come back to it maybe next hour or so. Okay? We'll put it up on our Bobby Bone Show page on Facebook. Amy's daughter's 11. She wants Instagram. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about your kids?
The Bobby Bone Show.
Last night, I was on Dancing with the Stars, week two. By the way, I have another dance tonight. Here we go again. here's what happened, right? So I go on Dancing with the Stars, and week one, I get super excited that I finished the dance because I had never finished it before the live show, and I got super excited and I fell down. And it was kind of a moment. Last night, we're doing this real classy dance. They put me at the end of the show. I felt like my dance was kind of slow to be at the very end. Like, I had to end a show with a really... suave foxtrot, and I'm like, what am I gonna do? Because it's such a downer, like a slow, slick dance. And I messed up a little bit of the dance. I thought I did pretty good though. Like, I really thought I pulled it off, but I was like, we got to go out with a bang. And so at the end, I flossed. Eddie's laughing because he's sitting here next to me. He was in the crowd at Dancing with the Stars last night.
I couldn't believe it. You flossed. And I think about it because it is a dancing show, and people take their dancing seriously. And not that you didn't take your dancing seriously.
I tried as hard as I could.
Your routine, you did take it seriously.
I tried as hard as I could.
But at the end of it, you bust out what every 10-year-old in America is doing, the floss. Like, my wife even texted me and said, oh my gosh, our son is loving Bobby right now on TV.
And when I think about it... When I think about it, if I were watching that, I would go, what is happening?
Because
again, I'm just a dopey DJ. And I know it was already borderline. They put me on that show. And I do this real Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying as hard as I can to pull it off. Like, I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I tried as hard as I could. And I did pretty good. And at the end, I was like, I don't want the show to end like this. And my partner was so mad. She was so mad at me.
What did she tell you?
She didn't want to talk to me afterwards. We had to go do press. And so my strength and my talent and why I believe that we are able to represent our listeners is that we're very real on this show. We try to be as real as possible. And so we went to the press line, and she has to stand with me, and I went to like extra and was like, oh, she's so mad at me right now. And she was taken off guard a bit that I would even say that. She was like, oh, we're talking about this? Mm. I was like, yeah, let's talk about it. Like, you're so mad at me right now. Tell the camera. And so, yeah, I mean, she's such a good choreographer, and I tried. I did her whole dance. I did. But I was kind of happy I did it.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that your reward, like, for yourself? Like, you in your eyes, you nailed the dance? You did pretty good?
I did nail it. We finished it, and I thought, I don't want to end the show and be a down.
Yeah.
I feel you, like... go ahead, Amy.
You have some Sharna fans online that are, like, really not happy with you.
Yeah,
because they feel like you let Sharna down, and how could you do that to your partner? And... like, it's just...
I completely get it. They're not even wrong. But I'm on a dancing TV show, okay? They put on dopey celebrities and me. Sometimes dopey people do dopey things.
One person would like for me to remind you that this is a team effort and not about your antics.
Yeah, but she choreographed the whole dance that I did.
Mm-hmm. You literally left your teammate on a bench alone to indulge in your need to be awkwardly funny. It was disappointing and disrespectful when he says one thing about winning and doing the best for Sharna, and then his action is the opposite.
Listen, I tried my hardest, and I was feeling it. What do you want from me except to just do what I feel? I'm not competing for a scholarship. She's already going to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all about it. I loved the floss. Like, I was like, okay, this is amazing.
Amy, tell me what you're thinking. We're finishing the dance. Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
First of all, I didn't know. I thought you at least gave her a heads up. Like, hey, guess what? At the end, I'm going to floss a little bit.
Nope.
I had no idea that it was just complete, you know, you called an audible.
Yeah, a bit. I felt like the judges were going to give me sevens anyway. And frankly, I thought...
Remind me your scores again.
7-7-6. And the ballroom guy gave me the 6 because I was a little crazy. You know, the plus. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if I'm going to get all 7s, I might as well get 7s. People think I got penalized for being funny.
Yeah.
And so I did. And yeah.
Someone goes, I'll admit, I cringed a little because it was a beautiful dance with a beautiful partner followed by that monstrosity.
I am who I am, and I'm going to try hard as I can to nail the dance tonight. We do a magic trick in the dance, and I'm not going to do it probably ever again. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Amy, go ahead.
Well, I needed to know how you felt about your open mouth, because I was like, ooh,
I did
close
better.
It.
No, I did better, though. And people are mad at me for having my mouth open while I dance. Guys, I don't know how to dance. Like, my mouth just opens. And there were times where I did close it a little bit. I didn't catch as many flies.
I focused way too much on the mouth because that was one of the things that I knew you were going to be working on. And so I need to not focus on it, because then I'm like, you know, 1 second feels like 5.
Yeah.
Like, you have your mouth open for a really short time, but I feel like it's forever.
Yeah, I did better. Oh, Amy, how'd you feel about last night, the dance in general? Go ahead, give me an overall.
I thought you did great. Like, I know nothing about foxtrot and dancing and technique. So because I don't, I thought... you did really good, and I know you were nervous about it, but I feel like you nailed it. And
the floss, though? Do you think that made it worse or better?
No, I feel like it made it better. I'm a fan of the floss. Like, I was like, okay, legit. I even put on Instagram, I was like, amazing, and I truly meant that. I just didn't know you threw a curveball to Sharna.
Yeah, I couldn't have her acting. I don't know how good of actor she is.
Right.
Just like this show. We don't tell each other what we're going to talk about, and we need genuine reaction.
Right.
I don't like anything contrived. So we're running back to that bench, and I just threw on the brakes and freaking flossed as hard as I could on national TV. And that was it. Eddie, how did you feel about the dance?
Good. The dance, I love the dance. I think you did really well in the dance. There was one thing and don't take this the wrong way.
One
thing that I just saw and observed. I felt like maybe you were worried about slipping.
Oh, yeah. I fell hard last time.
Yeah. So I saw your feet kind of more careful when you were dancing. Is that right?
You probably just can't dance.
No. That's not true. Dude, you can dance.
I hurt my shoulder falling last week, and I probably am a little more sensitive to that.
I feel like you're on the careful side.
I think I'm just scared. It was slow.
Yeah. But I watched your feet, feet.
How'd the crowd react to the floss? Did they hate it?
Oh, no. Everyone around us loved it and laughed. One lady even asked, and she turned around. She's like, oh, you know Bobby? And it's like, yeah. She said, is he as crazy and rock and roll as they see, as they make him seem?
Rock and roll.
And I'm like, no, not really. No, he's not very rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
What?
There's that.
So oh, they man. Love you, Bones.
Thank you to all the listeners who vote. Like, what am I going to do except be me? That's all I can do. Yeah. Like, honest to God, that's all I can do. And that's me. And yeah, I'm going to come to Lunchbox in a little bit for his opinion, too. But yeah, there we go.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So sometimes when you're in an Uber, you strike up a conversation with your driver. And for this one passenger, Michael, he started talking to the driver and realized that the driver's daughter was born with only one finger on each hand, and her birth defect made her embarrassed and ashamed. Well, this passenger goes to Notre Dame and happens to work with a bunch of students that wow. are studying printed designs that, you know, they can construct and print out 3D hands. And so he's like, you know what? Let me exchange info with you because I think there's some people at my school that can help you out. And sure enough, he hooked him up with the students at the school and they printed her 3D hands.
Wow. Boom.
And now she can pick things up and even throw a baseball, all thanks to this one guy getting in his Uber.
That's a great story. How yeah, about that? So, that's what it's all about right there. There it is.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy now with the corny joke of the morning. It's the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What did the toothpaste wear to the club?
What did the toothpaste wear to the club?
A tube top.
Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hit me with that.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Amy, tell me which movie got the higher Rotten Tomatoes score, okay?
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes is a website you go to, and it's both reviewers and people, and they give it a score. And if it's 100, it's perfect, and then all the way down. So, Tom Hanks was in Cast Away and Forrest Gump. Which one has the better Rotten Tomatoes score? Castaway with Tom Hanks or Forrest Gump with Tom Hanks?
Castaway.
Wow, you think so?
Yeah, I feel like it's a trick question.
At 90%, the higher of the two is Castaway.
Yes.
Which is crazy. I liked Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Forrest Gump in a while, though. Has anyone else seen Forrest Gump in a while?
No, it's been a bit.
Amy. Brad Pitt was in two movies, Moneyball or Fight Club. Have you seen them?
I mean, I don't think I've seen Moneyball, and maybe I've seen a fight from Fight Club.
Okay, let me go to Lunchbox then. Lunchbox, have you seen both these movies?
Yes.
Okay, which one had the higher Rotten Tomato score, Moneyball or Fight Club, both from Brad Pitt?
Has to be Fight Club. That movie was great.
With 94%, it was Moneyball.
Oh!
Yeah, I like Moneyball. Amy, Leo DiCaprio. Which one had the higher score? Inception or Titanic?
Oh my gosh. This might be another trick.
Don't do a trick. Just do what you think.
Okay. I'm going to go with Inception. Because his acting in that one, legit.
They were close. But at 89%, Titanic has the higher.
Oh.
Yeah, Inception at 86%. Yeah. We'll go to one more to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, Will Smith was in two movies. Which one had the higher score from Rotten Tomatoes? I Am Legend, which was fantastic. I love that movie.
So good.
Some people didn't like it. I loved it. Or Hitch. I love that movie.
Oh, has to be Hitch. That's probably one of his best movies.
At 69%, wow. I Am Legend.
Wait.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's it.
So his best one has a 69?
It's not his best of those two.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, the best of those two. Yeah, anyway, there's that. Hey, Amy, did your son lose a tooth?
He did.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, the one, like, second one over front. Well, anyway, one of his front teeth. And, I mean, it was getting so loose. He wanted me. I told him. I made the mistake of telling him when I was a kid that I would tie a string and, like, slam the door shut. And so he kept, like, begging me to do that. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. And then finally he woke up and it just fell out on its own.
Oh, how anticlimactic.
Oh. I know. No, I was just saying how crazy we were as kids. And my mom let me do that. And there's no way I was about to traumatize him with tying a rope to his tooth and letting him slam the door. So, yeah, he lost it. All and
right. Do you give money? Do you give money?
The Tooth Fairy did. I didn't.
Oh, of course. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
How much did the Tooth Fairy leave?
Is that a lot? Or is that not enough? What is the going rate
Listen,
these days?
I think the Tooth Fairy lives in different economic areas. And so the Tooth Fairy gives money based on what the parents feel comfortable with.
Yeah. I had no idea. So went with a dollar because I figured I got like a quarter or some change or something. And I feel like with inflation.
Yeah, of course. The economy.
You know.
Yeah, economy's doing all right, apparently.
Depends on, I mean, the Tooth Fairy's not doing so bad, so... He got a dollar.
Good for him.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Staff in this hospital are being credited because they just didn't give up on this kid. He's 8 years old. He went into cardiac arrest. And so he goes in, Amy, and they start performing CPR. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. They didn't stop. An hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. They didn't stop. They ended up doing CPR on him for 5 hours. They kept him alive. Staff from another hospital were able to come basically from two states away, that distance, get there. And now he's in stable condition. And thanks to the hospital staff for sitting there for 5 hours.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And the mom has got to be like, thank you so much. Like everyone. Because I don't know what the rules are. Like, do you sit and work with someone for 5 hours?
I don't know.
But that's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
The cops in Texas posted on Facebook last month. They offered $1,000, said, hey, we got a thief. Here's a reward. And he responded to the post asking if he could get the reward.
The thief?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said no. And then they caught him about a week later.
Nice.
I mean, that's
pretty
brave.
He check in somewhere?
Yeah, right? At Chipotle on 3rd Street.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. A few weeks ago, they posted on their Crime Stoppers Facebook page. They offered a $1,000 reward. There's a new report that claims that Netflix will finally let viewers determine the endings of certain shows and movies. Do we really want to do this, though? Like, do we want to determine the ending?
I don't.
Because
I just want to be entertained.
Me too. And I don't want to know where it goes. I think part of the thrill of a show or a movie is not knowing how it ends. Sometimes there are movies where you hate the ending. But I think that's also the beauty of walking down whatever journey that is. You don't know how the journey is going to end, right?
So, explain this to me. You're picking it out before they actually give it away to everyone, or depending on which episode you click on, you get to pick which ending you're going to see?
Netflix is rolling out interactive features on shows like Black Mirror, which I love, that will enable viewers to choose their own endings. The report says projects will be released before the end of the year, and like Puss in Boots, apparently you can pick your own ending on Netflix. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
The technology follows the pattern of video gamers.
Oh.
And so while you're watching,
you choose. It's like you're in a maze, and depending on which way you go,
that's it. So you don't actually get to pick, I guess, how it ends, but you get to choose which turns
direction
you take. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Once you said video game, it kind of clicked with me what they were doing. That's so crazy. I mean, no, I don't have time for that. I just want to turn it on and watch. Like, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Bobby Bone, come on.
This mom admits that she may let her 6-year-old daughter shave her legs.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I feel like 6 is so young. It's so young. I just don't know that at 6 years old I was even focused on that. But I don't know that I'm in a position to say that it's wrong or right. I mean,
you know, earlier we talked about Amy's daughter who's 11 and wants Instagram. And people on Facebook have been commenting like crazy. And most feel that 11 is too young. But a lot of people on Facebook also say it's a different kid societal pressure now.
It is.
Yeah.
And the fact that all these other kids at school have it, it's a thing. I will say shaving legs isn't an issue at our house, though.
So here's what happened. The 6-year-old, she goes swimming. And the other kids are making fun of her because she has dark leg hair.
Uh-huh.
And swimming used to be her favorite activity, but... she doesn't like to go anymore because she's embarrassed. So the mom's thinking of
Right. So it's not just about shaving your legs.
Right. It's about getting made fun of. And that will stick with you for a really, really, really long time. Like stuff you get picked on for as a kid, that'll stick with her.
On the surface, I think just saying a six-year-old shaving the leg sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. But also what I try to do, and I think Amy does as well because she has two kids. Lunchbox has a baby. Our video producer, Eddie, has kids. I think that you try to not judge other people's parenting because no two situations are exactly the same.
Right.
As long as you're not hurting anyone, you're not hurting your kid. It's just so hard to parent shame because no situation's the same. Again, for me, a six-year-old shaving the legs, I go, ooh, that seems like a lot. It does. But again, if that's the case,
right?
I don't know that if my kid was just so sad and it affected her life that I wouldn't let her wax her legs but not make it an adult type thing. Not like, hey, we're adults shaving our legs. I don't know. It's hard for me to judge. Amy, your thoughts?
I know. I totally agree with you. I think it's a case by case, and it's so sticky, like being a parent. And yeah, reading that headline, you as a parent, you could be like, "What? Six? That's crazy. Stop." But really, it's a deeper, there's a root to why the 6-year old wants to shave. And if she does have dark, some girls have blonde hair that's not even noticeable. And then if she has really super dark hair and other kids are making fun of her, then you may have to evaluate the situation, and it's case by case.
Yeah, and I think if the daughter wanted to shave her legs because she saw someone in Real Housewives do it, that's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw that story. We'll put that on Facebook. I tell you something that happened to me that's cool is Southwest Airlines put me in their magazine. It's so cool to me. Like, that's so cool to me.
It's legit. So, like, if anybody's flying Southwest this month, they have to pull the magazine out of the back of the seat because when they open it up, they're going to see Bobby standing there and I have some stuff because I actually have flown Southwest. So I have, if laughter is the best medicine, Bobby Bones has cured a multitude of ills.
Wow.
His sense of humor and work ethic have built an impressive resume as a nationally syndicated morning radio program host, stand-up comedian, and best-selling author. And then it goes on and talk about a lot of other things. And then it also gives Bobby's travel tips.
I don't remember doing this article. I don't remember doing this interview.
You don't remember your travel tip?
I remember taking the picture, but I was like, that's so cool that Southwest Airlines put me in their magazine.
Oh, yeah, because you love Southwest.
Yeah, so what's the travel tip?
It says, just be comfortable. It's a pajama party for me when I go to the airport.
Yeah, I do say that. That does sound like something I would say. Okay, here's the question. Do you say pajama or pajama? Because Amy just said pajama.
Mm-hmm.
I say pajama. Eddie?
Pajama.
Oh my gosh.
No two ways about it.
Lunchbox?
Pajama. I don't wear pajamas to bed.
But you say pajama.
Yeah, I was just using a sentence so I knew how I said it.
Pajama.
I feel like, honestly, I say pajamas.
No, you said it.
Okay, no.
Wait, but I don't know why pajama came out.
You
like,
said
if I'm
it.
At home, listen, stop. If I'm at home and I'm like, hey, I need to wash my.
Listen,
I don't
stop.
Say my. Say I need to get my pajamas on. Maybe I do. I don't know. I probably say both.
You said it without us even asking a question about it. So that's how you say it.
But I know.
How do you say, Pirates of the
Caribbean.
Where do you go if you were to go to
the Caribbean?
Yeah.
See?
Isn't that weird?
I say both.
Crazy. Whoa.
And then I say almonds, but on the candy, I say Almond Joy.
Who says Almond Joy, you psycho murderer?
Wow.
Almond Joy?
Psycho murderer, what?
Almond
what
Joy?
Some people say almond. Don't hate.
Well, they had some Twix bars at the. What's wrong with you?
I love a good Buddha finger.
Oh, Snickers.
Yeah. Snickers.
Oh,
okay. All right.
We went over. There's always one.
Bobby Bones.
Last night on Dancing with the Stars, I danced the Foxtrot, and they put me very last. And I felt like it was a slow dance, and I was struggling with being cool and Frank Sinatra-y.
Start spreading.
And I felt like people had killed their dances all night. And so I do the dance, and I do pretty good. And at the end, I just drop down to the floss dance, like the backpack kid. And I'm like, which wasn't part of the dance, I'll be honest with you. Mixed reviews. But it came from my heart. And then I have to go stand at the judges' table. I don't even remember what the judges were saying. Like, your head is spinning so much. Amy, I don't remember. Like, I can play the clips. Here is me at the judges' table last night on Dancing with the Stars. Here you go.
trot at the end, okay? So let's just get that in there. But what I love about you is, okay, you're still a little rough around the edges, but you're so authentically joyous when you dance. And it's contagious. This is about performing and entertaining.
I hate to rush you guys.
It's just
almost,
amazing. What?
We're almost out of show.
And they were running out of time. Apparently, my floss went a little too long. Okay, and here's another. This is Lynn, I believe, the middle judge.
It was full of youthful exuberance. It's not the most elegant foxtrot I've ever seen. But what I love about you, you come out and you give it all you got, and you sell it. Well done.
And then here's Bruno, the final judge.
It was so brilliantly bonkers, darling, that you can't help yourself but to have fun, because you never know what you're going to do next. I mean, what, the flossing? Dancing with the Stars? You're probably getting a... I have no idea.
So, I got a 7-7-6. That's 6 from the middle guy who's a stickler on ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of happy with that, to be honest with you. I feel like I was me. I got a pretty good score. We'll see if I get kicked off tonight. How we feel about that, gang?
Nah.
No chance.
No chance.
Okay. Lunchbox, how did you feel about the floss? Because you were a critic last week when I got a little too excited at the end of the dance. How'd you feel about the floss?
Oh, the floss was excellent. I mean, it was brilliant. Like, it was subtle. It was something that was funny and everybody can laugh at. Running around the stage like a wild man, I thought, okay, you lost your cool. You lost your composure. You don't look very professional. And that's usually what you are. But the floss was hilarious. I think everybody deep down laughed. Even if they want to say, oh, that was so not good. Everybody laughed because everybody's seen someone doing the floss and everybody's tried the floss. And so when you do it, it's like, okay, that guy's funny.
My partner was very mad at me, at least for a while last night, Sharna was. And we've become close and we had a big long talk. And I was like, hey, listen, I know this is your craft. And I tried the whole dance as hard as I could. I did not take any of that dance for granted. I tried as hard as I could. And then the very last movement, I did the floss. And so I understand why she was irritated.
How long have you been practicing the floss for that moment?
None. No days. And at the very beginning of it, you see a little hiccup because I'm running backward and I have to stop and try to get into the floss. No days. No days.
At what point in the dance did you decide you were going to do that?
About when there's a part where we're doing like a frame and we're going forward and we let go of the frame and start backing up, going backward. And I'm like, well, I haven't really nailed this thing and it's the end of the show. If I can get the rest of these steps right and the kicks right, I'm breaking down the floss. And I just threw it in my head. And then I got the kicks right where it's like, if it can, boom, kick, make it there. And I'm like, oh my God, I got the kicks right. I'm on time. So there's the end. We look at the camera and she runs. We run together. And I just slam on the brakes and go, floss! And that's it. So we'll see what happens tonight. We have a magic trick we're doing inside of our act where we cut someone in half tonight. It's really cool.
Ooh.
It's really cool. And there's hopefully no moronic moves by me. So, yeah. Eddie met Tom Bergeron.
I sure did. On the way out.
Did you?
He was running out. Like, I guess right after the show's done, he's, like, on the way home. And I stopped him and said, Tom, quick picture with me. He's like, absolutely. And
nicest then, guy.
So nice,
the
Bones.
Nicest guy. He came up to me afterward and he goes, dude, amazing. And I was like, oh, my partner's not happy. She's mad. He goes, dude, we're doing a TV show.
Boom.
And I was
so he was about it?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah. I said, I'm honestly trying to get to be a better dancer, and I hope that was reflected. I said, but also, yeah. Yeah, I was pretty excited. Okay, but tonight I will not do anything crazy. Yeah, my word.
You promise tonight?
I promise. Tonight, nothing crazy. Amy, what would you like to say? This will be the last time we kind of mention this till the end of the show. Go ahead.
I feel like I kind of want to talk to Sharna and see how she's really feeling. I wish this is one of those times where we could have her on and be like, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Maybe tomorrow.
And then also, I'm trying to believe that you're not going to do anything crazy tonight, but I just don't.
Well, like, that's good too, right? People are guessing. And then if I start to dance well, people will go, oh, look at how much this guy's grown. Like, that's part of my thinking too.
Yeah, and can I say one critique though?
Oh, yeah. My mouth?
Yes, your mouth.
I can't help it, dude.
No.
I did better.
You did better during your dance, but when they showed you up on the stage and you were doing those kicks with the three other people, you had your mouth wide open the whole time. And I'm like, you are going to be known as the mouth guy also, like the guy that can't close his mouth.
For some reason, when I get excited, my mouth opens really wide. I didn't know this about me. But yeah, no, that's a good critique. And I knew that in my dance, so I tried to fix it. But anyway, Eddie, anything else from the crowd? Any notes?
I think just keep up your energy, man. They love that you're having fun. Like, they keep mentioning you're having so much fun doing it. That's what you're about. You got to keep doing that.
Do we think I have a chance to win the show, though? Amy.
Yes.
Wow, really?
Yeah, why are you shocked by that?
There's such good dancers on this show.
I know, but I was actually talking to Elvis Duran about this. We were breaking down the whole, like, you know, all the dancers, the ones that really know what they're doing, like the pop star who Tinashe. Dances already, Tinashe. Yeah. So versus you, who you can see improvement, you performance to performance. So you're going to progressively see you getting better, which is really cool. For the audience, those that even don't know you, like we were just talking about how that's more cool than someone that can just show up and do all the dances perfectly no matter what. It's like, okay, wow, they can dance. Cool. Like it's way more exciting when there's a transformation.
Maybe.
I mean, that's just coming from one of the biggest radio personalities in all the land.
You?
That's what... No.
Wow.
Oh, Elvis Duran. I was like, dang, Abe. That's funny.
No, Elvis. I'm saying that was his take. I think that's what they... I think he talked about it on his show, and, you know, that was his take. So, I mean, you got him on your side.
Eddie, can I win the show?
Yeah. I think for sure I can say you're going to do top five. Like, I'm so sure that you're going to make the top five, and I think that you have a chance to win the show. It's tough, man. Those top, there are some of these dancers are so freaking good.
Yeah.
Like, so, so good. And I guess, like Amy said last week, you really can't tell them until you're there and you get to see them dance. And gosh, some of them are just like really, really good. And dude, I think you're working so hard too. Like, so, so hard. I'm just impressed, one, and two, so proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Like, really, gosh, you're dancing.
Hey, Lunchbox, can I win the show?
Look, I know these guys are scared to say the truth because you're the boss and they don't want to hurt your feelings. You got no shot at winning the show.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Like, not to be rude, you're putting all your effort, you're putting your eggs in the basket, but you just don't have enough to win the show. You can go far, you can, like Eddie said, maybe make top five, but you can't win.
Enjoy your honesty.
I know Eddie and Amy are going, oh, Bobby, you're just the most amazing guy ever.
I'm not saying that because...
No, okay. Amy was the one that gave me the big critique last week immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, nobody's
sucking up. I trust their honest opinions. If anything, yeah. I trust that you would just say the opposite just to irritate them and argue with them. But hey, whatever. Thank you all. Thank you all. We're done talking about this. Tonight I'll be on. I can use your votes. Keep people's dancer in.
What's your dance tonight?
Tonight I do the quick step and I suck.
Don't say that.
Yeah. I get better though. Boy, if I fall down, I'm doing snow angel. Yes, if I fall down, I'm going straight snow
Roger
angel,
Rabbit.
And I'm just not stopping until the music stops.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I love country music, and you know I've become the country music guy here in LA doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a lot of people to listen to country music. And they're like, oh, I didn't realize that country music was so good. Meaning, I don't know what they think I am. Because I'm from Arkansas, tiny town. They're like, oh, this isn't really hillbilly stuff. And I'm like, well, it kind of is. Because that's kind of what I am a bit. I said, but it's really good music. And the lyrics mean something. And instruments. And like, it's the best, in my opinion, best format of music. Which is why we're here. That's what I grew up listening to. So because of that, like, I love country music. I study it. And you know what they call me?
Yeah. Country music's youngest historian.
That's right. On this day in country music, hit it!
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
1991. On this day, Garth Brooks wins his first Entertainer of the Year award at the CMA Awards.
Wow.
He's won 4 Entertainer of the Year awards and probably should have won others too. But you know how Angelina Jolie... They finally had to stop saying, okay, you're not the hottest anymore. Even though she kind of was, they were like, you win it too much. They kind of had to do that to Garth, too, because he just won every year. The Entertainer of the Year. That same night, in 1991, he went home with album for No Fences, single for Friends in Low Places, and Video of the Year for... Eddie, can you name Video of the Year?
Thunder Rolls.
That's right, because you know the album.
It's a great video, too.
On this day in 1991, 27 years ago, Garth Brooks wins his first of 4 Entertainer of the Year awards at the CMAs, wins all those awards.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, this story just cracks me up because this Florida grandma, she scared off an intruder by popping out her dentures.
Wait, how'd that work?
So she thought her cat was on her porch. So she opened up the window thinking she was going to find her cat when she found a man on her porch, like basically about to break into her house. So she did the first thing that popped in her head, which was pop out her dentures and yell at him, "Grandma, no teeth!" and it scared him away.
That's funny. What do you say to that?
I mean, quick thinking on her part. So I was just like, shout out. If you're ever in that situation, just know that that works. And I just feel like I needed to pass this tip along because I saw that you should not ever take supplements with coffee. And I know a lot of people probably drink morning coffee and then they think they can take their vitamins and their pills and whatever, but they're just advising way against it. Like, it's not good to take it with water. If you're taking supplements or pills, don't take it with coffee.
That's interesting. I mean, it's a lot of chemicals doing different things, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and like the acidic stuff from the coffee or something, like the way it breaks down and it's all in your stomach and it causes all kinds of issues. So just take it with water.
I've been drinking coffee every day.
I know.
Coffee's new to me, but it's
so weird.
I know. But I fill it with sugar and then I pour creamer in it and there's like an inch of coffee. But I do. I have coffee now. I do the radio show, then I go right to the TV studio. And so I'm just coffeeing it up. So what else you got?
So some 90s nostalgia for you. Tricks Are for Kids.
Yeah.
Now they are bringing back the fruit shapes. So there was an online petition for Tricks to bring back those shapes. Like, if you remember when we were kids, it was like grapes in the shape of a grape. And then they switched to just like purple colored circles.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, listen, I haven't had Tricks in a long time because that's straight sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, straight sugar.
Okay, so this sugary cereal is a thing in our house because my kids had never had it. And when they came to America, we don't have sugary cereal. And then we go and when we were on vacation, we stayed with other people that have it and they've been exposed to it. And it's like, I don't hear the end of it. It's like they've been exposed to the crack and they can't let it go.
Wow. Okay. Go right to the crack. There you go.
They have because they get home and now I try to give them this boring like brand cereal and they're like, wait, this isn't cereal. I'm like, yes, it is.
That's funny. Don't even
think I'm bringing that stuff in here. But in case, you know, you were into the fruit shapes, the online petition worked and the 90s are back.
Wait, can we, people petitioned this?
Yeah, 20,000 requests, they say.
Of all the things to petition. Okay, thank you, Amy.
Yeah, no problem. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Going to wrap this up. Amy, your conference in New York last night, you spoke with the CEO, you spoke with Elvis Duran, you spoke with a lot of big deals, huh?
Yeah, Enrique.
Yeah, Enrique Santos. So wait, so what'd you talk about?
Oh, the not-so-United States of America.
Oh, how it's divided. Mm-hmm.
That was the theme of ever since like 2016. We're speaking to people all across the country that have different views on things. So it was like, how do we, you know, unite our audience and, you know, with advertisers too, like how can they come on board and be on the same page? Like, it was a whole thing on that. But
how'd you do?
I feel like the honest takeaway is I feel like I started off okay and ended strong.
Yeah, that's so the best way to do it.
That I ended on a good note. I'll give you an example of where I feel like I ended strong. After I finished one of my sentences where I really felt good, Enrique had to speak next, and our CEO, Bob, looked at him to follow up, and he was like, well, Enrique, hate that you have to follow that.
Oh, good for
and
you.
And I was like, oh! So that was like my favorite part, but other than that, it was just okay.
Did you learn from it?
I did. I learned that I've never done anything like that. I definitely had nerves going into it and I feel more confident now. After you take baby steps doing little things for the first time, I learned that I can do stuff like that. And I learned too that I wish I was a little bit prepared for that first part.
Yeah, but it was your first time to ever do that for the first time.
Yeah. And I mean, you gave me advice of like just kind of not speaking too much, which we all know I can ramble. So,
well, I sent Amy an advice text. It wasn't don't speak too much. It was when you're with other huge personalities, no one's looking for you to steal the show.
Yeah. Definitely. I wasn't trying to steal the show.
Like when I get up there on those things, I just kind of blend in. Like, look at last night, I danced with a sword. I just blended in. just try to blend in.
No, you did the floss.
Oh, yeah. Sure. By the way, I'll be on again tonight. I have a dance called the Quick Step, which I'm going to try to execute flawlessly.
And you do a magic trick.
I do a magic trick in the dance. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to pull this dance off without having to.
And you're going to bust out Kiki.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not.
Okay.
Never mind.
I'm
going to do that. Have a good day. Have a good day, Am.
Okay, you too.
By the way, if I make it through this week, which tonight I need people to vote if they want to vote, it'd be awesome. If I make it through, I think they're going to interview Amy for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like
I saw grocery store Jim
Joe.
I'm just kidding. No. Grocery Store Joe. His girlfriend, they interviewed her like that?
Different thing. No, no.
Oh.
They want to talk to like your best friend about something.
Yeah.
So I was like, you talk to Amy. So okay. So if I make it through this week, I think Amy gets on next week. And then cool. She dances. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so awesome. Oh my gosh.
All right, we're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. I'll be on tonight. Vote if you want to. If you're mad at me for my dance last night, I'm sorry.
There are some people mad. You definitely need to say sorry.
I'm not sorry for doing it. I'm sorry they're mad. It's a TV show. I'm doing TV.
I mean to Sharna. You need to make sure that you get it straight with her.
Oh, yeah, we're straight.
Okay.
What do you want me to do? I danced as best as I could. Like, I did the best job I could do last night. And then at the end, I flossed.
And was she happy with that?
Nah.
See?
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.